I can neither confirm or deny that that this is in fact a signal.
Austin trades Andrew Raycroft to Toronto in exchange for the rights to Tuukka Rask.
It's been my honor and a privilege to serve as the general manager of the Toronto Maple Leafs Hockey Club.
It's time for Confirm or Deny.
Do you regret giving all those gentlemen the no trades or no movement clauses?
I can neither confirm or deny that.
I can't confirm or deny.
All right, so we figured it's a holiday. We haven't done confirm or deny in a while.
Let's celebrate the worst general manager in professional sports.
Yeah, we're thankful for the Fergie years.
Yep.
Right?
I don't know.
Well, without Fergie, set the path towards where the Leafs are at today. A quality 3-2-1 hockey team. They're not 3-2-1 today without Fergie.
Yeah, that's true.
That's a fact.
There is nothing left over from this that Fergie had anything to do with.
I'll bet you if you looked at the tree, the Fergie tree.
There is something.
There's got to be a connection somewhere.
Guaranteed.
Who he signed.
Draft pick drafted. Or something. Because a draft pick that was given away or traded back, like turned into this, turned into that.
Someone do the digging for us. If you can.
There is a Fergie tree for sure.
Find a Fergie tree and let us know if there's
Shove it up your rear end when you find the Fergie. There is no Fergie
tree. There's a Fergie tree and there's an acorn that dropped. And I'm telling you.
Turned into Rasmus Sandin.
Something like that.
Something like that.
Yeah, something like that. Fergie, the ghost of Fergie's hanging around this team. 3-2-1. So the way this works is, it's not overly complicated. There's a statement that's made, and you either confirm it or you deny it.
Deny it, yeah.
Okay? This is one that we got into a little bit earlier this afternoon. Carlos Correa hit a no-doubt bomb walk-off last night, and he pimped it. He pulled out the Hulkster ear.
Deserved to.
Yeah. And he's throwing his helmet up as like a free throw at the plate, which points was, for creativity. I like that.
Yeah, that was quite impressive.
Confirm or deny a big home run in the playoffs would be the best feeling in sports.
I've already denied that, and it's just you because you have no connection to professional sports, and I've scored an overtime winner in the Stanley Cup playoffs against the Toronto Maple Leafs. So to me, that is the best sensation in sports.
An OT winner in hockey is...
Against Cujo.
Okay, so it's going to be that specific?
Yeah, like
I'm just giving you the details. Do you want to let the details get in the way of a story here?
Well, no, that's your story. But have you ever hit a walk-off home run?
No, and I never
So what would you know?
I know. Well, that's just my experience. You have zero, so you're just dreaming that you would like that more.
Yeah, it would be outstanding. There's a lot of things I dream about. Lots of things.
The only thing I would say, I think a walk-off would be amazing. I think Kawhi... That Philadelphia
a game
shot,
winner at game the buzzer, winner,
game seven, though,
a buzzer beater.
That was a buzzer beater, game seven to win the series, and you end up.
Yeah.
What about this?
That's close. That's what I'm saying. That's why I'm going to deny.
Numerous guys that have sank a 20-foot putt at Augusta National to win the Masters. You wouldn't want that?
That's an individual, though.
Yeah,
like, that's a little bit different.
Sport.
I think
he's
in team sports, the reason why, ironically, I would say the walk-off homer is because it's an individual moment within the team sport. You're up there on your own, man. You're in the batter's box. No one else is helping you. Nobody.
Right. Yeah.
No one's going to contribute to it. There's way more people in the stadium. I'm talking about a home bomb. We were all at the Dome for the bat flip. There were 50,000 people in there.
Yeah,
there were 18,000 at the ACC. And it went dead quiet, right? Like, we're talking 50 grand. How many people were at Minute Maid last night? 40,000 people?
Yeah.
A walk-off bomb like that. And furthermore, you get to run the bases on your own.
Yeah.
You score a goal, and everyone's jumping on you. You're at the bottom of it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You hit the Kawhi shot. Kawhi just started running towards the locker room.
Well, guys were on him. Like, it was... I would deny it because I think if there's at least... It may not be better, but equal. I think the Kawhi was equal to
it. It's close. I'll give you that. I'm going to confirm it, though.
Okay.
Confirm or deny, Rasmus Sandin will be back up with the Maple Leafs before the new year.
I'll deny that.
I'm going to confirm it. I'm going to confirm it.
Yeah?
Because, see, I think he can go down for a month and play very well. And there's no guarantees that inconsistency or injuries don't
I just think Dermott's coming up, and then it's going to be a rotating cycle.
All of those guys, right? You could go away for a couple months. So the new year, though, is...
Yeah, you're looking at over 2 months now.
Ah, you know what?
You're looking at 2.5.
I'm confirming it.
I'm denying it.
You're denying that he's coming back?
Yeah, I'm denying. I'm going to say it's going to be into the new year. Maybe an injury.
I'm going to deny it, too. But the injury makes it quite intriguing, because if it's all about development, why are you... You know, you made this move as an aside from where the team's at.
Okay.
This Rasmus Sandin decision was not about what's best for the Maple Leafs. What they're selling is this is best for Rasmus Sandin. But if the Maple Leafs are desperate, let's say Morgan Rielly gets injured and Dermott comes back and is in and out of the lineup, you would suggest they should call up the guy who made the team and is probably their best option. But if he's only going to come out and still play 14 minutes or whatever...
Right, you're going back to where...
Is that the best interest for his development? I don't know. I mean, hopefully they don't face that challenge. I think he's coming up after the trade deadline. I'd send him down.
And have a good season.
Like what they did with Dermott a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
That's my thought process. All right? Confirm or deny. Where am I here? If you trained hard enough, we haven't got into this story yet.
The goalie?
Sub-2-hour marathon.
Oh.
Did you see that over the weekend?
I'm not buying it.
I think the guy
What's not to buy about it?
He had 10 guys, like, blocking the wind.
No, that, dude, that's... They come in late and they hook you up.
I just want to hear the story. I would pay to hear the story that the guy took a cab or something. You know, you took the subway.
He had, like, the runners running, blocking the wind, and then he just wheeled up and ran under it.
He already had the world record.
Yeah,
like this guy is the greatest marathon runner in history.
He didn't even look winded.
If you formed a flying V in front of me, you get Al's brother, Grappler, Mulls, and you two, and I ran behind the shield, I'd run downtown in 10 minutes.
I didn't quite understand that, though. When did his team, like, I am so ignorant when it comes to marathons.
They didn't run 26 miles with
him. No, of course not. They would have broken the record, too. Clearly, yeah, they come and go, and I guess they're out there for, I don't know, support? I have no idea. I mean, I'm completely ignorant.
Apparently, the pace that this guy ran the marathon at, though, 17-second 100-meter dash, like, that would be the pace.
It's never happened before. You know how long they've been running marathons?
I just think he had too many things helping him out.
I thought I read he was running 13 miles an hour, something, or 13 kilometers an hour. Like, very
clearly,
like,
there's a lot of, like, the elements came into play. He must have had a lot of wind. You know, he was obviously just ready to rock that day. But still, man, a sub 2 hour marathon.
What is the confirm or deny?
The confirm or deny is if you trained hard enough, you could complete a marathon in under 4 hours.
Nope. Me? Zero chance. I'm denying it.
I'm denying it, too. I hate running more than anything on earth. I hate...
26 miles?
Yeah.
I could do it.
No, you couldn't.
No, you couldn't. No, I'm denying for you.
No, I'm confirming for me. Like, if I...
Dude, I saw you 10K. I saw you 10K in an hour and a half. An hour and a half to do 10K.
Yes.
I was not an hour and a half. I came on at the end and you saw me.
You had Roots track pants on.
Yeah.
Like, there's no way you could run a marathon in under four.
Yeah, no way.
No chance.
And give me a year to train, I do it.
No,
a year.
No.
I'm telling you.
You're 40-some years old now, too. There's no way. Maybe when you were 30.
The only thing that would hold me back would be my knees, if my knees gave out.
Dude, so you'd be Michael Johnson then. You pull up lame and limping.
You'd come out of the gate strong. You'd be leading early, and then you'd just bail.
I'm telling you right now, I want to hear the story, and I know it's a fantastic story. Was it not a lady in the New York City Marathon that, like, got busted for, like...
Yeah, people get busted all the time.
Taking the subway or taking a cab.
Not this guy, though,
man. I want to hear a story that this guy flat out, like, had a stunt double.
I almost pulled out in the 10K. I almost said enough of this. Because it was a cold, miserable day.
It was an awful day.
It was awful.
Awful. I am so impressed by this feat, though, because of how awful I am at long-distance running.
Like, I thought you were good. You got in under an hour.
I want to hear that this guy's got a twin brother, and he ran the other half. Like, that's... I want to hear some crazy story that's how he was able to pull it off. Like the Agassi wig.
I
hope
not.
For years, everyone thought Andre Agassi had beautiful hair.
Turns out,
it slept on the lampshade at night.
Fake news.
Fake news.
All right, TJ Quinn is going to come on in just a moment from ESPN, but... the last confirm or deny. Ilya Mikheyev plays himself into a top six role by the end of the season.
Deny.
For the Maple Leafs.
Deny.
Deny. Quick deny. Quick denial over there.
I'm not answering that. I'm going to say it's a possibility. I think he's good enough if he keeps improving and there's an injury, he could. But it's almost like one of those situations. He's having success where he's at right now. Don't force anything more on him. Let him grow there and continue to get better, and who knows what he can become.
But I think Zach Hyman's coming back.
Yeah, but I think Janssen is the target more than Hyman. Hyman's playing.
Hey, you're being Joe from the Bridge now.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, this guy's had five good games, and Janssen's a target.
Andreas Janssen?
That is Joe from the Bridge. Joe from the Bridge jargon!
Andreas Janssen's played 1,000 games in the league now, and is a stable vet.
Joe from the Bridge, you looking at a potential target Joe from the Bridge.
I'm going to confirm it. For starters, he's not some kid. He's like, what is he, 25 years old? He just turned 25.
Okay, 25.
He's 25 years old. He's a big body. You know Babs loves this guy. He recruited him. He can't wait to tell you how great this guy is. And it's not Hyman. Hyman's going to come back and play. Janssen, no guarantees this guy gets to ride shotgun with Matthews and Nylander all year.
You're Joe from the Bridge.
Why is he guaranteed anything?
Not that he's guaranteed, but he actually earned himself and proved that he could play in the top six with those guys.
He played fine.
And you're right.
He played fine.
I thought he played very well.
This is overdrive.
Very well.
No.
Jamie Andreas Janssen,
well enough
and Joe
to be
from
there.
The Bridge.
Well enough to be there. And
how is that outlandish? I didn't say that he's going to take Matthews' spot in the top six.
No, you're right.
So
it's
Joe from the Bridge.
No, it's not. Andreas Janssen is not, a locked-in vet.
He's just targeted. He's targeted
He's got a target on his back from the Suit
Joe
Man.
From the Bridge.